your passcode, followed by the pound key, or star zero to speak with an operator. Your passcode has been confirmed. Please wait while you are joined to the conference.
Hello?
Hey, Stuart?
Yeah, hello. Stuart here?
Hey, it's Bruce.
Bruce, how you doing?
All right. I'm not sure if we're the only two on right now or not.
Bruce, don't say anything too bad. I'm here with Matt.
Hi, Bruce.
All right. I'll keep it clean. Do you want to talk about cheese?
Cheese? Cheese in a can. Cheese, but what about that McDonald's at the Pentagon, eh? I've told so many people, no one believes me.
Really?
Yeah.
You mentioned that picture.
A face with a McDonald's in the middle. It's just incredible. So what's happening in your world then, Bruce? Busy?
Yeah, just still catching up from the time when I was away. So working on that stuff, and I just saw the information about the big ACPO cyber conference in Sheffield.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're going to be able to come?
I think so, yeah.
Good. I mean, we're sort of almost en masse going to be going up to it, so it should be quite a good event.
Oh, yeah, it sounds good.
You've got John Grieve speaking at it. I don't know if you've ever met him, but he's a lovely man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of a true sort of old school detective when he's mad as a box of frogs.
Is Matt presenting up there?
I think my level of knowledge is too high for a lot of them.
Yeah, we'll just leave him in charge of the IT.
Okay. I've never been to Sheffield.
No,
you've missed nothing. It's a cult.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid so. It's not exactly a jewel in England's crown.
Okay.
But there you go.
Well, there's a big university up there, right?
Sorry?
Isn't there a big university up there?
Yeah, Sheffield Uni is quite big. There's a huge shopping centre as well, but I think that's about it.
Is that it?
It's a bull ring. Is that the famous thing in Sheffield, the bull ring? Or there's a big roundabout in the middle of it, which sort of got an upstairs and a downstairs. It was quite exciting in the 1970s.
Okay.
There's a Flyers nightclub.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That one was good for a night out.
There's a McDonald's.
Oh, great. I look forward to that.
There's no Dunkin' Donuts, though, because they're pure Chicago. You're not sure. It's right there somewhere, anyway.
They might have shot a movie there, but then again, maybe not.
I know, it wasn't there. It's here.
No, it was
told so many people about that.
Did you speak to Andy about that information?
No, not yet. I have not.
Okay. That's good, because it's only just dawned on me. I forgot to mention it to him. I went in to see him, but his phone was... He was in a phone call, so I didn't actually forewarn him. But I'll do that straight after this.
I reached back out to our Washington field office and told them that Andy was a good point of contact. And then they came back and said, oh, well, we kind of want to do a dual interview with him. So I need to get back with them and try to sort that out, because I know that's kind of not what you guys normally do.
Ooh. That's an interesting one, that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 18 years old, isn't he?
He's 18, he says, yes.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a step in the right direction there, then. But maybe step one would be for us to do the first introduction.
Okay.
And then move on from there. We'll discuss it after, Bruce.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, hello, this is Tim Oster calling from headquarters. Sorry for joining late. We had a conference room that was double booked, so Jerry and Chad are going to be joining momentarily. And who's on the call right now?
You've got your London contingent.
Okay.
Jordan's, Matt, and Bruce in that little office down the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Los Angeles is here, too.
L.A.? Anyone else?
Slightly in the background.
So all we have is UK and LA. All right, this is going to be a short call. All right. All right, well, go ahead, Matt, if you want to take off. Just let us know where you guys stand.
Well, we basically, as was, I think, on the last call, we've still got Ryan Cleary and James Davis. Let you deal with that, John.
Go ahead. I think somebody just hopped on.
Hey, sorry, it's Chad Hunt from the FBI.
Yeah, as I say, the situation this was really, we've got Ryan Cleary and Jake Davis due at court on the 27th. Following some discussion with the New York office, we're looking to try and build some time in to allow some operational matters to fulfill on your side of the water. So we've set back the further arrests of Kayla and T-Flow, that being and until we know what's happening. We've got our prosecution counsel making an application in chambers, i.e. Without the defence knowing, to seek a way to try and factor some time in that won't look suspicious.
Okay. How much time do you think is reasonable?
I've gone and said 8 weeks.
Okay.
If they come back and say they only give us 6, then I think it still helps you guys out.
Yeah.
But I've said for 8 weeks in the first instance. We have got Ryan Cleary's indecent images, which have been found partly by our guys and partly by the USAF team who looked at his hard drive. So what we're going to propose is that they get dealt with first. Historically, they're the older offences. And then that would take 6 to 8 weeks before we then rolled on to the second half of it. But it's down to the trial judge, really, how he wants to play.
Okay. And I just want to express our gratitude for being flexible on this. I know New York appreciates it and FBI as a whole.
Hey, we're here to help.
We appreciate that.
We've cocked things up in the past. We know that. So it's, it gives us more time to examine the chat logs in any event. So it's not that much of a hardship.
Okay. Well, that's great. Is there anything else?
Just one thing. The lad who was CSL sec is his real name, known as Tawongs. He was of interest to one of the guys at New York. He got arrested just before Christmas for, I think, DDoSing his school, and then he did some stuff over the Christmas break on the supposed Project Mayhem, or whatever the hell that was, Operation Fuck You, where he hacked a website. It was a Manchester Credit Union, which is actually based in Jamaica, and he faced their side. He's a 15-year-old kid who's basically just doing this all for attention and a bit of an idiot. But what he has done, which is kind of curious, is written a statement through, it looks, his school, basically explaining how he came to become a hacker and what things he has done. So we're just researching that. One of the ones he has claimed credit for in this statement is a thing called Steam, which is some sort of gaming site,
mm-hmm.
with 32,000 usernames and logins and credit card details, which he's suggesting he's had off. I don't know if that's a job that any of you guys are dealing with, but if it is, we've got a statement someone's admitting to it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We actually do have a pending investigation looking into that compromise. And what was his name?
His name's
okay.
It goes by the moniker Tewongz, Tewongz. He is the face behind CSLSec, Can't Stop Laughing Security, which is a sort of LulzSec wannabe group. There's only three people in it. And he's just a pain in the bum. He's currently a subject of West Midlands police who have been dealing with him. We have a copy of his hard drive here, which it's time to have a look at. But again, another juvenile, another wannabe type character. But if you're whoever has got your operation, if they want to fire me an email, I'll put them in touch with our intel cell who are trying to find who's got interest, and we can get you a copy of this statement, see if it makes sense.
Oh, that'd be great. I know they would appreciate it. It's our Baltimore office that's leading the charge on that one.
Okay.
So I will make sure I'll put you two in contact. Did he indicate who he was working with or any other NICs that he's associates with?
Yeah, there's one called Grandma Wongs, and there was one other which has gone out the top of my head off there. Now, I can't remember what the third one was, who are his little group of friends. Whether they're online friends or actually three-dimensional friends, I'm not sure. He gives a two sides of our A4 description of how he's got involved, what he's done. Looks like he's sort of almost cleaning the slate now that he's sort of come to notice the police, I suspect. A smack from mum or dad is behind it all.
Right. Is he looking at any charges on your side?
It's up in the air at the moment. If he has done the Steam job, then it might be one that we would look at taking on from the PECU point of view. But if it is just more of him bragging, we would probably leave it with the local police, who actually at the moment don't have an awful lot of interest in them.
Okay.
But I suppose we need to speak to the Baltimore office and see what the story is behind the attack and what damage was actually done, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that.
That's right.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so at the moment. I think nothing from you, Matt. Nothing. No, we've got a server to get from the Germans, and one thing I was going to ask, I don't know what your liaison's been with the Irish, but we've been speaking with the Irish around Palladium and Porn Source, and looking to share some intelligence with them, and some information on that. I don't know if they're in on this call.
I don't. Is anyone on from Ireland?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sure if it's going to assist or take our job very much further, but probably worth getting back in touch with them from your side, because I think they've got stuff that they could share.
Okay. All right.
And I suppose the final thing that I've got is we got the final forensic report from the guys at the USAF. Who had a look at Ryan Cleary's hard drive, and I don't know whether it's been disseminated amongst you guys or not, but it's worth reading. It stretches to 325 pages, not including their notes, and it's quite a thorough piece of work, needless to say. We're quite impressed with it, so I don't know if you've seen it or not, but you've got some fellows out there who've done a cracking job around that.
Okay.
All
right, I'll check that out. I haven't seen that yet. Okay, LA, do you have anything?
Not much, other than what we were sending to the Met through Bruce. If you haven't seen it yet, Bruce, there's going to be an EC coming through your way. Just connecting Sharpie with Kayla and possibly T-Flow. He might have been using a moniker, Cronus. A year and a half ago, 2 years ago. just some more logs that we would like the Met to go through, because they haven't had enough of that yet.
So are you saying that Cronus was T-flow or Sharpie?
T-flow is what it looks like.
Yeah, no, we've seen Cronus before, and we sort of made the assumption it was T-flow.
Okay.
Excellent.
So other than that, we're just waiting for Cleary's ISP. That's about it, but it looks like we might have a little bit more time to wait on that.
Yeah, this is the stuff on the MLAT that was dealt with by our extradition squad.
Yeah, yeah.
We're still trying to chase that up. I can only apologize. I don't know why that's not with you. Last I heard, it was going back before the magistrate to be signed off to come back to you, which is what happens when we are asked to do inquiries on other people and it's not already in part of our investigation. But I will chase that up for you.
Yeah, no worries. I figured something just went through bar. We're just looking for the ISP. You know, his house went to that IP address, or the IP address went to the house. That's it. So we'll wait for that. No worries. That's it for LA.
Okay, did anyone join on late? All right, that was a quick call. We'll plan on meeting again on a regular day on Monday next week. And thanks a lot for everyone for joining us.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Good.